Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the ACA Inc. 2018 second quarter financial results conference call. My name is Devin. I'll be your event manager. During the presentation, your lines will remain on listen only. If you do require any help from the operator, please key star zero on your telephone. Like advised, all parties, this conference is being recorded. During the conference, throughout it, please press star one on your telephone to ask any questions. To withdraw any questions, you can simply press star two. Again, a gentle reminder, to ask any question throughout the conference, you can simply press star one on your telephone. Now, I'd like to hand over to Caroline. Please go ahead.
Thank you, operator, and hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. As many of you saw, ACA issued two press releases earlier today. The second quarter 2018 earnings release and the release announcing ACA's anticipated acquisition of Beijing BizTour, one of China's leading service providers for B2B international education tours. These announcements are available at the IR section of the company's website at www.acai.net.cn and will be discussed on this call. As part of this conference call, the company has an accompanying slide presentation available on its website. A replay of this broadcast will also be available at ACA's website for the next 90 days. Before we get started, I would like to remind everyone that this conference call and any accompanying information discussed herein contains certain forward-looking statements within the meaning of the Safe Harbor provision of the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Although the company believes that the expectations reflected in its forward-looking statements are reasonable as of today, those statements are subject to risks and uncertainties that could cause the actual results to differ dramatically from those projected. There can be no assurance that those expectations will prove to be correct. Information about the risks associated with investing in ACA is included in its filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission, which we encourage you to review before making an investment decision. The company does not assume any obligation to update any forward-looking statements as a result of new information, future events, changes in market conditions, or otherwise, except as required by law. Regarding the disclaimer language, I would like to refer you to slide two of the conference call presentation for further information. All U.S. dollar amounts in this conference call relating to financial results for the second quarter ended June 30th, 2018, are converted from RMB using an exchange rate of 6.6171 RMB to one U.S. dollar, the noon buying rate as of June 30th, 2018. All historical conversions are accurate as of the time reported unless otherwise noted. The company reports its financial results under U.S. GAAP in RMB, and all percentages calculated in the presentation are based on RMB unless otherwise noted. For those of you following along with the company PowerPoint presentation, there is an overview of the company in its current form on slide three. Given the recent developments, today's call will have a slightly different format. The company's chairman and CEO, Mr. Kevin Ma, will start with a summary of the ACA Online transaction, for which we announced the completion of the final closing today. CFO Ms. Amy Tung will follow with a brief overview of financial highlights for the second quarter of 2018. ACA's President, Mr. Jack Huang, will then make some remarks on ACA's outlook and growth strategy. We will then open it up for questions. With that, I'll turn the call over to ACA's Chairman and CEO, Mr. Kevin Ma. Please go ahead, Kevin.
Thank you, Karin, and welcome, everyone. I will begin on slide five, where we detail the timeline of events as they are related to the transition to sell ACA Online and its direct shareholding companies. On February 6, 2008, the company entered into a sharpish agreement with a group of investors for the sale of ACA Online and its direct shareholding companies. Under terms of the share purchase agreement, the buy group agreed to acquire all of the outstanding equity interests of the ACA Online, which were held directly or indirectly by ACA for a total consideration of $200 million in cash. We were very pleased to announce the final closing of the transaction early today. We are ahead of our previously provided timeline for the completion in late third quarter of 2018. In connection with the transaction, we announced last week that ACA's Board of Directors has declared a special cash dividend of $6 per ADS. The total amount of cash distributed in the dividend is expected to be approximately $140 million. With the completion of the final closing, the dividend will be paid on or around August 24, 2008, to all shareholders of the record as of the close of business on August 20, 2008. As noted in last week's press release announcing the special dividend, Nasdaq has determined that ATS ADS will trade with dual bills representing an assignment of the right to receive the cash dividend from the day prior to the record date through the payment date, because the special cash dividend represents more than 25% of the closing trading price of ADS on August 7th, the last full day of trading before the dividend was declared. The ADS will not trade the ex-dividend until the first business day after the payment date. Therefore, shareholders who sell their ADS on or before the payment date will not be entitled to receive the cash dividend. Slide 6 has a chart illustrating our history of returning capital to shareholders through dividends. Including this special cash dividend, the company will have distributed approximately $7.22 per ADS in dividends in aggregate as a measure of rewarding shareholders for their continued support. Since ATS IPO in 2008, our entire management team has worked diligently to both grow our operations and serve as responsible stewards of capital for all of our shareholders. This includes remaining transparent in every aspect of our operations while ensuring that we always have the shareholders' best interest in mind. We feel that today's announcement and the conclusion of the transaction provides a fair valuation to our loyal shareholders while providing upside with the chance to take advantage of some exciting opportunities in China's emerging technologies and education industries. Additional information on the transaction can be found in the Form 6K ATA filed on February 6, 2018 and June 27, 2018 and the Form 20F filed on April 12, 2018 which investor may access on the SEC filings page on ATA's website or on the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission website at www.sec.gov. With that, I will turn it over to Amy for updates on the financials for the 2018 second quarter.
Thank you, Kevin. Moving to slide 8, I wanted to remind everyone of an important change in the way we reported our financial statements beginning the first quarter of 2018. Because the transaction represents a strategic shift and has a major effect on ATA's results of operations, the disposed business lines have been reclassified as discontinued operations. For the periods presented in this presentation and in the related press release, the assets and liabilities of the discontinued operations are presented separately on the consolidated balance sheet, and the results of the discontinued operations, less applicable income taxes, are reported as a separate component of income with continued operations on the consolidated statements of comprehensive income loss. As a result, and given the final closing of the transaction, we will not be discussing the operating or financial results of ATA Online's testing services and delivery business during our prepared remarks. Briefly, ATA's total net revenues for the 3 months ended June 30, 2018 were RMB 77,000, approximately US$12,000. Compared to RMB 1.2 million in the prior year period. As in the 2018 first quarter, the decrease was primarily due to reclassification of approximately ¥1.5 million in rental income from net revenues to other operating income net as a result of adopting the new revenue guidance, ASC 606, effective January 1st, 2018. The related cost of approximately ¥0.6 million were also reclassified from the cost of revenues to other operating income net. Net loss from continuing operations, net of income taxes, for the second quarter of 2018 was ¥20.2 million compared to net loss of ¥17.4 million in the prior period, primarily due to approximately ¥3.4 million in increased general and administrative expenses caused by an additional ¥8.0 million contribution to the Research Institute of Future Education and Assessment at Tsinghua University, which was partially offset by a decrease in professional fee expenses related to the company's change in fiscal year end from March 31st to December 31st. Net loss from discontinued operations, net of income taxes, for the second quarter of 2018 was ¥79.5 million or US$12 million compared to the net income of ¥6.6 million in the prior year period. This was primarily due to ¥110.8 million in income taxes accrued for the transaction, which was offset by approximately ¥28.6 million in net income generated from ATA Online operations during the 2018 second quarter. Slide 9 provides balance sheet highlights. As of June 30, 2018, ATA's cash and cash equivalents were US$42.4 million, working capital was US$23.3 million, and total shareholders' equity was US$34.7 million, compared to US$8.2 million, US$34.6 million, and US$56.1 million, respectively, as of December 31, 2017. Jack will now provide an update on the developments we announced earlier today and how these activities play into ATA's work strategy for the future. Please go ahead, Jack.
Thank you, Abby. Slide 11 summarizes ATA's major developments since the start of 2018, including my appointment in January, the progress I've made on ATA Online sales transaction from entry into SPA to outside closing, as well as related steps of diligence, and finally, our merger and acquisition activities. We were excited to announce earlier today that ATA has signed a definitive agreement for the acquisition of Beijing Big Tour International Travel Service Co. Limited, Beijing Big Tour for South and Mainland Chinese, for which we have previously announced a strategic investment in March. Slide 12 and 13 provide additional background on this transaction, on this acquisition. Under the term of definitive agreement, ATA will acquire Beijing Big Tour for a total purchase price of RMB 50 million. We are pleased that Beijing Big Tour's management team is expected to stay on to manage and drive the business following the planned acquisition, and look forward to working closely with them on expanding their student outreach as well as enhancing its network of overseas partners. For those interested, the company will file a Form 6K containing the definitive acquisition agreement and additional information, which investors may access on the SEC filing page, on ATA's website, or on the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission website at www.sec.gov. We believe that ATA's expertise in the learning technologies and the long-standing industry connections are well suited to accelerating the growth of Beijing Big Tour's business. Serving over 7,000 students in China each year, it is clear that Beijing Big Tour is fulfilling an increasing demand for educational experiences outside the classroom. And we are excited about the growth of students afforded by this acquisition as we move into the next era of ATA's corporate history. We expect to close on this acquisition in the fourth quarter of 2018. An overview of Beijing-based store is on slide 13. Beijing-based store is one of China's largest providers of B2B education tour services, offering international educational study tour services for students in China who are interested in overseas study tour, primarily in the US, United Kingdom, and Australia. As I mentioned earlier, the company serves more than 7,000 students each year and gives increasing demand for more diverse international education opportunities by urban families in China. We believe we can grow this business with the synergies between ATA and Beijing-based tour. With the anticipated acquisition of Beijing-based tour, we have been able to bring greater clarity to our overall growth strategy for the future. As noted on slide 14, we plan to leverage our expertise in assessment, education technologies, and services, as well as our industry relationships, to scale the growth of well-established education enterprises to expand its presence in China and beyond. The initial goal would be to increase outreach to support a growing population of students seeking learning experiences outside of classrooms, especially educational international travel programs. We expect to utilize our core competencies and industry connections to help Beijing-based work reach its full potential. While we work closely with Beijing-based work to complete the acquisition, we continue to explore the possibility of using the proceeds from the AT online sales transaction to fund a merger acquisition opportunities within the education sector, and we'll also continue to support the remaining portion of AT's business, which includes the following. First, the assessment tools and content business in our evaluation services area that currently focuses on assessing the competencies of K-12 students. Second, the 19 University Strong Chuang project in our vocational training services area that focuses on the innovation-related competencies of college students. And third, the research project with the Education and Research Institute of Tsinghua University in our international education services area that focuses on Chinese skills and the competencies of non-native Chinese learners. We believe ATA is well positioned to execute on our growth strategy. It is an exciting time for education in China, as we intend to stay at the forefront of new learning technologies and any changes in the government policy to take advantage of suitable opportunities. We appreciate the ongoing support of our shareholders and, on that note, plan to be visiting with many of you over the course of the next few weeks. We expect to be in the U.S. for investor meetings in the fourth quarter and looking forward to speaking with all of you individually. With that, operator, let's open it up for questions.
Thanks so much. Ladies and gentlemen, the Q&A will now open. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone. If you would like to withdraw the question, you can simply press star 2. Again, to ask a question, you can simply press star 1 on your telephone. At the moment, we are waiting questions from the participants. But again, a small reminder, to ask a question, you can simply press star 1 on your telephone to ask a question. At the moment, there are no questions. I'll hand over to Caroline.
Thank you, operator. We do have a couple questions from our webcast participants. The first question is from Brandon Zhang of Lotus Capital. He asked, I'm wondering if management could share the financial situation of Beijing-Biz Tour. What are its operating results for the first half of 2018, and what are its shareholders' equity?
Yes, thank you for the question. You know, Biz Tour has had a relatively strong year for the very first half year this year. So on the financial forecast for the last quarter, the final quarter of this year, we're looking at bringing over more than 2,000 students and creating roughly about a 30 million RMB revenue for the final quarter of this year, which will be, as I believe we call it, as part of our income the company.
Brandon also had a follow-up question. He asked, what is our company's net cash position minus cash minus all liabilities after the ATA online transaction is completed?
Okay, let me share about the cash position regarding this transaction first. In fact, as people will know, our consideration for this transaction is in total $200 million for selling online. However, we do have some tax incurred over the transaction, which totals about $35 million. So our net from this transaction will be about $165 million. That's the net from this transaction. And then for our cash position, we are still very healthy. We after netting for the liabilities, we still have about 150 to 160 million. Cash as of this time.
Thanks, Amy. There are no further questions from the webcast. I'll turn it back over to management for any closing remarks.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks again to all of you for joining us. If anyone has questions for us, please feel free to reach out directly to us or our investor relations firm. The Equity Group. We look forward to speaking with you all again during our next quarterly report. As always, we welcome any visitors to our office in Beijing. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes your conference call for today. You may now disconnect. Thanks for joining and have a very good day.